You're listening to the Breakfast Day Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Good morning. This is the Breakfast Day Brunch Show with Rochelle. Nick's not quite here yet, and I'm only half here. Yeah. Being very tired.
You look very tired.
Do I look tired?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I've got something to wake you up.
Good job it's radio. I've got a lot of makeup in my car for when I go to work. I have to go to work later.
I've got something for you.
Have you?
Because you've been away for quite a while.
I have been away for quite a while. Have you missed me? Ah, that's nice. That's a very, very nice thing.
It's all for you.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully that's woking you up.
Sort of. I have been working tirelessly at two venues this week, opening shows and teching and dressing lots and lots of primary school children, doing this amazing project called The Necklace of Stories.
Nice.
Exactly. And the kids have just been absolutely amazing. It's been the most spectacular week. And I just... Yeah, hats off to Playbox, because we've had 400 children, I think, performing on the stage by the end of today. And it all started in April, and they all came in for workshops, and I ran workshops, and then they all went away and they devised all these pieces, and then they made costumes and stuff, and then they all came back this week and they had to tech and dress in a day, two schools a day. But they were amazing, totally on it. Listen to me being bossy, poor things. We've had glitter balls, smoke machines. They acted their little socks off. It's been spectacular. And then in the second half, Playbox, young Playbox Theatre Company, performed their show to all the primary school kids. And it's just been gorgeous.
Bless them.
But look at me now.
Yeah, you look absolutely shattered. You fell asleep on the microphone when you walked in. Hence the two songs.
Help me! Anyway, I might have to beg you to get me a coffee in a minute.
Okay.
I literally don't think I could barely drag myself out of my bed this morning.
You didn't have to come in this morning.
I wanted to. I miss doing the radio.
I know you do.
See? Get a little bit. What's he doing? You know, have to, and then I know Sam and Nick were on last week, so I felt that I needed to come in to have a female presence.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about flags,
and then some,
and then some. You know, and I was with the flag argument. I have to be honest, I'm not sure. Jury's out, but I did have a little party last night when watching the World Cup. I went to one. I didn't have one personally. I went to one.
World Cup party.
Myself. And it was only for watching the football. And then I went home. I was too tired.
I didn't even watch the football.
It was only next door as well, so it was fine.
was it Richard's house?
Possibly. But it was just me. And I'm not sure that we played very well.
I didn't watch it.
No.
No.
Really?
Not interested.
Do you not like football?
No, not my thing.
I thought it was okay. I then started to talk about it as if I knew it, and I could hear myself do it and thought, you've got to stop that, Roger.
Did you start doing the wee thing? Yeah, we played great.
Yeah.
Even though you had nothing to do with it.
Really annoying.
I hate that.
I know. But I do know that I did feel a bit sick for Green. Because did you see he caught the ball, but he dropped it and it sort of just dribbled behind him. Oof. And it was a bit of a shocker. What can you do?
He's going to get a stick, isn't he?
I know. Exactly. Anyway, you are listening to The Breakfast Day Brunch Show. I don't know what's actually on any of my CDs today either. That's how professional I'm being. I am so, so very tired, but I will perk up.
The Breakfast Day Brunchy Show.
Sam's actually just bought me rather lovely croissant stuffed with cheese and bacon. How calorific is that? And I don't care.
You can wake up.
I feel like I'm just starting to wake up. Mind you, I went and knocked on the door of a certain friend today. Worse than me. So.
Oof.
Brilliant. I was barking orders at her for later. Not impressed. Anyway, you're listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show with Arisha. Nick's not in today, and I may have to fly the coop a little earlier than expected.
So we're going to put best of part one on, which is an hour long.
But that's not now. You're not actually physically listening. No. You're not listening to the best of now. I'm actually live here in the studio.
As you can tell from my sleepy voice.
Yeah. And I'm going to play some Verity Pabla after the next track, because she's a young lady that came in, mm-hmm. I believe, and did some sessions with Adrian. Is absolutely amazing. And she's releasing her new album, The Journey. And she's doing it on Sunday the 27th of June. It's the Verity Pabla Band play live, and they're playing with Rachel Chalice supporting. And it starts at 6:30 at Playwrights Cafe Bar, Hay Lane in Coventry, which is near the cathedral. If anyone fancies checking her out, it's www.myspace.com Verity Pabla. I'm just going to click on it now because Sam's telling me that she's absolutely amazing.
Brilliant.
Is this correct?
Oh, yeah.
So if I press play, Sam, mm-hmm. can we all listen to her?
Is the PC failing?
If the PC's up. Yeah, but I don't know.
It might just be a 30-second preview on there. I'm not sure.
What, on MySpace?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get the actual set she did here to keep it all within the family.
I know, because it sounded very, very good. Look, view. Should I just press it?
Go on, see what happens.
I don't know what will happen. Oh, no, it's just photos of her. She's very beautiful.
She's very beautiful.
My goodness me. My goodness me. We're going to try... Anyway, I'm going to try and find a little preview of her music, because apparently she's absolutely fantastic. So leave it with me. In the meantime, if you have anything you would like to talk to me about, we have been talking about Stratford-upon-Avon Fringe Festival, and I would love to know thoughts if anyone went to see it this week. And also on the footy that has taken over the world, which was on last night, which I watched, and I started to become one of those annoying people who suddenly discovers they know everything about football. Really, really.
You start saying we.
I can actually see how annoying that can be to mm-hmm. someone who's followed it all their life.
It's like radio DJs. It's like radio DJs who have worked for years and years in the industry, and then we rock up and try and do our best.
What do you mean try?
Well, I try.
I feel that we're amongst the very best.
Oh, radio award winning.
I mean, not to mention the fact that I don't even know what's on my soundtracks today. I think I'm very professional.
As Nick says, SCR, where amateurism reigns. That's what he says.
Well, Nick, yes, I would say yes to you. However, when I come in, I just think it just lifts that show to that level that we need.
Well, it's certainly more listenable when Sam comes than when Sam comes in. It's quite scary when those two are on together.
What were they like?
They're very funny, but also makes me cringe sometimes. What they're going to say?
Yeah, do you get concerned? Mm-hmm. Did Luke feel victimised?
Speaking of which, he's actually on the quiz today.
Is he?
Yeah, being victimised.
Excellent. Right, well, I'll play another tune. I'll tell you what it is when it's playing. But in the meantime, we'd love to hear from anybody out there who is listening. We would love to hear your thoughts and feelings on anything Stratford and anything football. And yes, I will try and get some Verity Pablo. I'm very excited to hear her.
MySCR.co.uk.
I need to move away from the mic because I've just eaten an entire croissant too fast.
Great radio.
Sorry. Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
Well, you have to.
Why do I have to wear headphones?
Because then you can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually. I don't understand.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. I'm not even joking. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
about.
You're just tired today.
Yeah. Mm. I'm tired. I'm tired and argumentative.
She's fallen asleep on the microphone.
No, I'm not.
Only 16 minutes left.
No, I don't mind doing it. It's just, you know, just have to keep waking me up.
Okay.
Bang! Anyway, good morning, Chris McGill. Chris McGill's joining us live. Chris has just sent me an email asking if there's anyone, any of my London listeners out there, who has a room to rent for a week in London. He's got pots of money, so... game on. Anyway, no, on a serious note, if anyone does have a room to rent, he hasn't got anywhere to live.
That's the best line.
Oh dear. Anyway, you're listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show. If you have any requests you would like me to play, I will play them for you, but I won't play them for you when it's the best of The Breakfasty Brunch Show.
Because that'll be impossible.
I will be tech and dressing.
Right, do you want to talk about Verity Pabla?
I do want to talk about Verity, and after Verity, I'd like to say that we're going to be doing the quiz. The quiz. A bit rubbish.
You're just going to burp again, aren't you?
Don't tell them. I'm a lady.
Lady?
I'm a lady.
Stratford Community Radio. The quiz.
Right, hang on.
Got a piece of paper.
Yep.
Question number one.
Yeah, I don't want to blow people away. Hang on, my pen doesn't work. I've just eaten an entire croissant stuffed with cheese and ham.
Right.
I feel the grease coming out of every pore.
But you've woken up.
I have woken up.
Quite sufficiently.
It's a good idea. It's a good thing.
Question number one. British actor Oliver Reed died on which island?
What?
Is it Crete, Cyprus, Malta, or Sicily?
I thought he was in a pub in England.
Rumours.
But well,
you never know.
It could be any of those. I'll go for the one I'd like to go and see.
Fair enough. I like your logic there. Question number two.
Is he very good?
See, Jackie's here this week looking after Finley.
Is she listening in?
Yeah, she's meant to be popping in.
Oh. You're ready for question number two?
Yeah. Okay. Did it. Off the mark.
Who wrote the novel Germinal? Or Geminal? Or Germinal? I can't pronounce these things.
He cracked me up.
Is it Foubert? Forbert, Flaubert, Camus, Zola, Voltaire.
Oh, for goodness sake, Sam. You couldn't even pronounce... I don't even understand what the question was. I didn't even understand what you just said.
Look, you know I'm useless.
Is he very good?
You may as well have said that in a different language. I have no idea what you were talking about.
Who wrote the novel Germinal? Flaubert, Camus, Zola, or Voltaire?
I just want to hear you say those.
Question number two.
Every night.
Goodness gracious me.
And now it's time for...
Wake up.
What happened next?
What happened next, Sam Malloy?
The dissolution, obviously, is the end of the previous government.
Got you.
He has sought and obtained permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford upon Avon.
He's got an American accent. What happened next?
So is John Maples wanting to be Lord of Stratford?
Yep. Well, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Lord Maples.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the podcast. There's an in-depth conversation about it.
Right.
Very funny one at that, actually. Sam and Nick were very funny.
I didn't realise that. Okay.
Right.
Queen.
No, I say.
What happened next?
That's better.
Queen.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
The Beatles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen.
And Sam, you know who the Beatles are, don't you?
Who are they?
He's.
What happened next?
Please tell me that Luke knew who the Beatles were.
Yeah.
I was going to say. How will I know this, Sam?
Because you were obviously listening to the show last week.
I was listening, but I definitely wasn't listening to those bits.
That bit, right.
What happened
next? And obviously,
next?
I wasn't listening that much. Otherwise, I would have been in the studio doing the show.
The dissolution, obviously, is the end of the previous government.
He has sought and obtained
permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford upon Avon.
He's got an American accent.
What happened next?
Queen.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen.
And
Sam, you know who the Beatles are, don't you?
Who are they?
He's...
That was...
They're cheeky, aren't they?
What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio.
That's the quiz. You still writing?
Yeah.
Smooth radio. Can I hear birds? You can hear birds.
Yeah. Nice. It's cloudy today in Rugby. It's 10:52. It keeps going off.
The battery's gone.
That's been going for 2 years nearly.
Where amateur radio reigns. SCR.
You are listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. How very dare you?
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. The quiz.
Love it.
Answers time.
Super duper.
Question number one.
Your steak.
British actor Oliver Reed died in which island? On which island? In Crete, Cyprus, Malta, or Sicily?
Well, for Johnny.
That's going to wake you up, isn't it?
Well, Peter, I've written Sicily just based on the fact that I'd like to go to Sicily, and I reckon Oliver Reed would have liked would only have filmed in places he liked. I don't know where my logic is going.
Peter, was it Sicily?
Ah,
he says it's wrong.
Malta.
It was actually Malta.
Oh my!
Were you going to say that? Were you going to say that?
Oh. Well, you know I was going to say that because I just said Malta, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because Malta, if I had thought about where people would film, they'd go for the place that's probably the cheapest to film.
True.
And out of those places, I would assume it might be Malta. Not that it's not an amazing place, but just because Sicily and all the other places seem very expensive. Yeah. So that was stupid of me.
Oh, well, question number two.
Anyway, I got it right the second time.
Say again?
I got it right the second time.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Did you? Who wrote the novel Germinal?
Oh, Flaubert. I don't know.
Flaubert.
Only because I've heard him. Sounds like a cheese.
Flaubert. Camus, Zola, Voltaire.
Zola. It might have been Zola. Who was it then?
It was Zola.
Oh, for goodness sake! Oh, can I just say, though, can I state for a fact that at least I said it live on air, that they were my options, and I was completely wrong that time.
At least you haven't got Nick here to slate you.
Yeah, and also, to be fair, I did have them very close. I was very close to getting them right, wasn't I?
Yes. Question number two.
I
think
I like it, actually.
With that question.
Question number three.
And now, it's time for...
I'm here. I'm quite looking forward to the answers.
They're funny.
Luke counts about 10, bless him.
What happened
next? He must have been terrified.
Well, the prospect of doing a show with Nick is quite terrifying, isn't it? Yeah.
The dissolution, obviously, is the end of the previous government.
Got you.
He has sought and obtained permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford-upon-Avon.
He's got an American accent.
What happened next?
Tell me.
He said, no, I don't have... No, he doesn't have an American accent.
I like this
and
one.
And then he fell off his chair.
And it blew up.
Yeah.
As the general answer goes. Here's the answer.
And we took him to A&E.
Okay.
The dissolution, obviously, is the end of the previous government.
Got you.
He has sought and obtained permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford-upon-Avon.
He's got an American accent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, Nick has done something that's appealed to someone under 15 years of age.
Fantastic. Stratford-upon-Avon.
He's not looking too impressed.
Yeah, I've pushed him. I've been a fool to myself.
This do remind me of, what's his name, Dave and, you know, from Pete's show.
Oh, yeah,
when
they're
together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Right. That's made me chuckle.
Roger, can you tell me?
What happened next?
Queen.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, Queen.
And Sam, you know who the Beatles are, don't you?
Who are they?
What happened next?
You had a massive diva fit and stormed out and said you'd never return to my CR again. No?
Here's the answer.
Queen.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, Queen.
And Sam, you know who the Beatles are, don't you?
Who are they?
Luke didn't know, did he?
Paul McCartney in them, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yeah, Paul McCartney.
Is he the
was
only...
in the Beatles. yeah, he was. And John Lennon, does that mean anything to you, John Lennon?
No, he didn't know.
No.
What did they do on Luke's telling that they... that? Luke didn't know who John Lennon
was. Well, Nick, this is very visual, but Nick went... Sam just went... laughed, and then Nick went like this. He's got his head in his hands.
Did Luke just... Luke sounds like he was about to cry.
He's only 14, so he's allowed to not know.
Of course he is. And had I been there, I'd have looked after him from those two mean men.
Nick being Nick. Ridiculed.
But I would imagine for till the end of time, until he left the building.
Yeah.
To be fair, though... you know, everyone needs a little bit of Beatles in their life.
Yeah.
Don't they? So are you on that, Sam, now? With him?
Yes.
Good.
That was the quiz.
That was very good.
What happened?
That is so funny. I almost wish I'd been a fly on the wall.
On Stratford Community Radio.
Brilliant. All right, well, look, you have been listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show. I have to fly by now, but I'm going to play you out with one of my all-time favourite songs. And then stay tuned, because we are going to put part one of the best of The Breakfasty Brunch Show on. If you have anything you would like us to answer, requests you'd like us to do next week, both Nick and I are here for the full 2 hours next week. In the meantime, thank you for listening for this short but marvellous show. And there's still lots more to come. The Vibe are in the building at 12 o'clock. And I hope you have a fantastic Sunday. See you next week.
You're listening to The Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.